The structural steel bones of the building groaned as the half-skyscraper shook around them. The Jaguar Knights paused and glanced up as dust and flecks of insulation drifted down from the ceiling. Ryan felt his face muscles go taut. He remembered reading in a book once about quake swarms. If he didn't know better, he'd swear things were building up to a major bone shaker. He looked back at Doc. The older man's eyes were wide. He, Doc, and three Jaguar Knights were exiting a stairwell onto the 8th floor of a building that once had more than 20 and now didn't run past 11. It should put him on a level just a bit higher than the top of the pyramid, 300 yards away. Also, this level had no windows intact on the side facing the plaza. It was primo sniper turf and had been picked accordingly. For that same reason, Hector or his sec boss may have thought to secure it. They deployed into a line abreast, with a Jaguar Knight armed with an MP5 on Ryan's right, Doc with his Lama to Ryan's left, and to his left, the other two scavvies, one carrying a second MP5, the other a big Spaz 12-gauge Riot scatter gun that could fire either semi-auto or pump action. The level had been an office. Everything of obvious value had long since been salvaged. There were still a few desks, too bulky, heavy, and common to be worth salvaging for anything but their metal, and fiberboard dividers, chest high on Ryan and shoulder high on most of the scabby commandos, that still partitioned the big room into rows of workstations. The line moved forward, quietly but quickly. The sun was up, and from the roar of the crowd outside, the party had begun. They had crossed halfway to the warm breeze blowing in the wall-size opening where the glass had gone, that already smelled of hot blood and burnt human flesh, when a figure popped up from behind a cubicle. Before even Snakefast Ryan could react, a brilliant ruby lance stabbed out. The Jaguar Knight to Doc's left went flying backward, flung in a way no bullet could accomplish by the explosive jetting of flash-boiled blood from his chest. His MP5 chattered, stitching a ragged line in the acoustic tiles overhead. The Eagle Knight had prudently dropped out of sight the instant he had fired. No targets presented themselves. With stealth off the table, the four survivors pulled frag grenades from their pockets or belts, yanked the pins, and tossed the bombs. As soon as he let his grin fly, the Jag to Ryan's right crab-walked rapidly to the right side of the room and then ran forward with his machine pistol shouldered. The other just jumped up onto the workstations and began jumping from row to row over the tops of the dividers, his combat scattergun at his shoulder as well. The Eagle Knight sprang up, quick but unsteady on his bare muscular legs. Blood poured from the black pit where his right eye had been. He raised his right arm. The laser flared and cracked. Two pellets low punched neat little holes in his opposite number's six-pack stomach. The half-blinded Eagle Knight staggered backward a step. The Jaguar Knight jumped down and fired another shot into the chest protector. The Jaguar Knight blasted out three more quick shots, scouring the molded plastic away from the curved steel ceramic plate, which was the real armor. Each shot hammered the Eagle Knight another step backward, the last into open air. As he vanished with a wild scream, Ryan understood. A sec man popped up like a prairie dog, aiming an M1 carbine at the scatter gunner. Doc happened to be right across the divider from him. The blast of the shorty shotgun barrel on his hand blaster tore the fun off the man's head and set fire to what was left. The man fell thrashing like a speared trout. Then the other Jaguar Knight was at the last line of cubicles, firing quick bursts from the flank into whatever Sekmen were left functioning. Ryan ran forward to take up shooting position in the open window wall. The building was shaking again, not stopping this time, and the sky outside seemed to be growing darker. Ryan ignored it. He reached the edge, just had time to note with mingled fury and relief the unmistakable form of Christy standing atop the pyramid and Mildred's shorter form upright beside her. Then a flash lit the faces of the buildings to his left.
Shit!